Welcome to session two, demo five. In this demo, we're going to be taking a look at Xamarin Forms UI. So we're going to dig a little deeper into what makes up that shared UI. So what I've got on the screen is I've got Visual Studio already opened up into the project solution already. So one of the things I want to do is I want to add in some additional pages to add a more UI variety to it, to our solution here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the start code files where I've got the files that we're going to add already there. I'm going to add those in. Again, the thing I need to do is I need to make sure that the build action on the Xamarin page files is set to embedded resource. I'm going to do that for photos page. I'm going to do that for the startup page. Okay. Next thing I want to do is I want to update the starting page. So we've got a new starting page here with the name of start page, of course. And then with that, what I need to do is I need to add in a view model to kind of handle the data binding and manage the data for our photos page. So let's include that. We've added that in. So with that, let's kind of dive into the code for our UI here. So what I've got, I've opened up the camera page. So for those that coming out of Silverlight or WPF or Windows 10 UWP, this is going to look familiar to you. This is Xamarin Forms XAML. Okay, so what that means is this is their own syntax to XAML. And they're using XAML to define the shared UI. So with that, they have their own syntax. So that means that, so instead of having a stack panel, I have a stack layout. So some of these properties may look familiar to you. Just keep in mind that there's going to be some differences there on the property names, control names. So I don't have a text box, I have an entry box. So this is the common UI that basically Xamarin Forms abstracts across the various platforms. So if I look here, I've got Droid, iOS, and UWP. So what Xamarin Forms is providing is these are not the native controls. What happens is Xamarin Forms renders these controls down to the native components. So when I compile this, it reads this XAML file and renders the actual native controls. So that means that I have a limited set of controls that I have available to me. These are all the common controls across the various platforms. It makes sense because Xamarin Forms is an abstraction across those three platforms. So bear that in mind as well. So that's the camera page. We can go to the photos page real quick here. So this is providing a list page. So this is providing a list of all the photos on Azure inside a list view, and inside that list view, we have a view cell which is describing each individual row in that list. So that's the components that comprise that. The start page, if we look at the XAML there, not a lot going on there. It's the actual code behind that's doing a lot of the work here. So we're creating a tab page here. And so what I'm doing is I'm creating two pages in the start page, and I'm newing up two new pages and adding them as part of the content inside those tab pages. That's what's going on here. So that's constructing the other two pages and putting into the content area of the tab page. So that's what start page is doing there. Photos page view model is just providing, again, that's a wrapper around the UI model of photos and providing all the actions around that and allowing a surface to bind that to the photos page. So with that, we are going to, and this, instead of running it into the UWP, we're actually running it into the Droid. I've already got that staged and set ready to go. The one thing I will recommend is to make sure that you have the Android emulator already running. That'll help with deployment time. So we're just going to click on the play to run that. Okay, so we've got our tab navigation going on here, and this is the photo page list, which provides a list of photos from Azure. We're going to sync that up. So it's doing a call out through the view model and talking to Azure. So you can see here, we've got our images that we had in our last few tests there. So it basically it brings those down and loads them inside their Android client. So that concludes this demo. I hope to see you in the next demo.